Sharks Nation. This is Bob.
Listen here, Sonny. It's me, Red, from Shawshank.
What's up, Red?
I don't know why Bob called me, coughed before the program began. And I didn't want to know why. But he did.
That's right. I was just taking over because you didn't cough. Usually you cough.
I thought it was the start of the song, the Black Sabbath song, Sweetly.
Could you sing a few bars of that for me?
It starts off with a cough like yours. And so.
That's nice. So, you know, having your way with any young girls this week, or? Just asking.
Sunday, we don't ask those questions. Move on to the next question.
Next question. How about them Penguins?
Oh, yeah.
March of the Penguins, right. That's right.
March of the Penguins, yeah.
So did you ever meet Spidey when you were on the electric company?
Frank the Crank, yeah. Spider-Man was on that.
Yes, yeah, he was. It was Spidey.
Yeah, but did I ever tell you about the time I banged Rita Moreno?
No, I've never heard about that.
La la, let me tell you that.
So were you a shark or a jet?
I showed her how to zoom.
I can't remember which side Rita Moreno was on. Was she on the shark side or the jet side? Because she was in West Side Story. You know.
She escaped out of my secret tunnel.
Yeah, okay.
And Andy Dufresne.
Did she yell, "Hey, you guys"?
Hey, you guys! That's what she did, Sonny.
Was that at the point of climax? Is that what she yelled there on the set of the electric company?
No, we did that two-syllable thing, you know. She'd be like, "Cuh," and I'd be,
"Oh my goodness!" I thought maybe she was doing the "cuh," and then you like slipped it in there. You know?
I didn't think I know what you mean. I don't give a damn.
Oh my lord, this is horrible.
I don't give a damn.
Horrible.
Yeah.
If you're too young to know the electric company, you can look it up on YouTube, I'm sure.
No one would know this. Even CB would be dumb. He'd be like, "I don't know."
Yeah, I don't know. So, have you been doing this all day long, or what?
I was at work, and no one there, and I started doing Morgan Freeman.
You're like, I'd like to have a donut.
I asked for a donut, I'll never know.
But I needed to have one, that's right.
But I don't give a damn.
Right, with some cream filling. And I went, "Blah, blah, 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 blah."
Gasm. Oh, yeah.
You know what, 11 down at the Casey's, they mark them down low.
Hey, no. Bleaching. Anal bleaching.
Oh, you're terrible.
Bukakis. Bag.
Tear bag.
Oh, my lord. Yeah, that's the electric company.
That's right, Sonny.
That's the electric acid test company.
That's right, Sonny. I showed her a secret tunnel that she didn't know about.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's what I made my escape.
Oh, nice.
That tunnel was muddy, too, let me tell you that.
I'm sure it was. Mm-hmm.
But I don't give a damn.
Yeah, no, don't give a damn.
I don't give a damn.
Did you carve "Red was here"?
The red was already there, Sonny. You know what I'm saying? It's a monkey.
And so was Red, or whatever the hell you carved. I can't remember.
Red was here. So was Brooks.
And so was Brooks. Brooks was here, and so was yeah.
He double teamed here. Me and Brooks double teamed.
I was gonna say.
Why we did that, I will never know. I don't give a dang.
You waited like 2 days for Brooks, and then you finally got your turn. Any minute now. Hold on. Any minute.
E-D. E-D. That's right.
Oh, my Lord. You're horrible.
Erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
I don't give a damn. You know what? I don't.
I don't got it. What am I talking about?
Yeah, well, I don't give a damn either.
Yeah, okay.
The popsicle's making some duct tape.
Well, I got a story if you want to hear about it, Red.
I don't give a damn.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell you anyway.
Let's hear your story, buddy.
So, you know, from time to time, I have to work with other people from other, you know, places. And last week I was out of town and I had to work with this person who I'd met once, and then I had a lot of email correspondence, right? A lot of email and a couple of phone calls, right? And then I met him when I got there, right?
Yeah.
And it was this woman, and I got there, she was eating lunch, you know. I said, I'm sorry for interrupting your lunch, I'm here, I need to do a couple things. You can finish your lunch, I'll take care of myself. I just wanted to tell you I was here, and I'm going to get some stuff ready for tomorrow, which is kind of the big day. And I just got into town, and I thought I'd stop by, you know, and say hi and get a couple things done. So, you know, very quick interaction, you know, just a couple minutes, not much at all. So, and I don't know what the fact that she was eating a salad has to do with anything, but she was eating a salad, and she appeared to me to be a young woman who might or might not be pregnant. Okay?
Did she look like Delta Burke?
No, she didn't look like Delta Burke. So I thought, you know, she seemed like a very young, nice young lady, and, you know, she kind of had a thing that looked like, you know, she might be with child. Are you eating something? Are you eating something there?
No, I just have a drink delivered to me, Sonny.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So anyway.
Jail watermelon wine.
Oh, well, that's nice. So I you know, said my goodbyes then after I got finished, and I said, I'll see you tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
So I come in the next day early, like really early, you know.
Right.
Like, you know, before normal people get to regular jobs. And
sure.
I'm like scurrying around getting some things ready for the big day here, and I happen upon this person, and I'm, like, talking, and I'm like, you know, yeah, we're ready for the day, and it's going to go well. And who are you? That's what I say. And it's like, it's me. You know, Bobby Sue from yesterday. I'm like, what? Yeah, Bobby Sue. We've been talking on the emails, and, you know, Bobby Sue. And I'm like, are you sure? Are you sure you're Bobby Sue?
What?
And she gives me this look like she cannot believe that I said, are you sure, number one. And she kind of gives me this look like, yes, I'm the same person as yesterday. I'm like, I was so confused. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, you know, it's early, I'm sorry, I, you know, okay, you know, and then she takes off, and I'm like, I got no idea who this person is.
You were all fat yesterday.
This is the well, yes, actually she was. I don't know what happened, but this nice young, you know, probably pregnant lady turned into this older lady who definitely was not pregnant. I mean, honestly, she was like, it was like a totally different person to me. I had no clue who this, I was even trying to look at her badge to see who she was.
Yeah.
No clue whatsoever who I was talking to and who this was.
Maybe she's the Polish Mystique.
Well, she was Mystique, all right. She went from, you know, probably late 20s, early 30s pregnant woman to, like, you know, early 40s slim, not pregnant woman.
So do you want the younger,
overnight,
heavier?
I don't want either. I'm just telling you that the thing is, it was like two totally different people. And I was really confused by this. And then there's somebody else I was working with who I know, who was with me, goes, yes, yes, Bob, that is the same woman. And she's like incredulous with me. It's the same woman as yesterday, Bob.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, are you sure? I don't
She was all fat and gross yesterday.
I'm like, really? I mean, I was incredulous. You know, I'm like, I don't think so.
She went from Mindy Kahn to Mrs. Garrett, like, in...
Well, it was probably more like, you know, Pregnant Joe to, you know...
Yeah.
To, yeah, older, older non-pregnant Joe.
So how do you explain this?
I don't know. I was trying to figure that out. So the rest of the day, I'm like, you know, every time I'd see her, I'd be like, you know, giving her the eyeball, like, what the hell? How am I so wrong on this, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
How can I possibly be wrong on this? So I think I've narrowed it down.
Yeah.
The belly thing may have just been what she was wearing. You know, it wasn't like she was, like, 9 months pregnant. I mean, it looked like she just had a little baby bump going on.
Yeah.
And, but then the other thing was, okay, so the day before... Hair up with, like, some type of a scarf kind of thing. Right?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Are you having supper, for fuck's sake? What the hell's going on?
I'm eating some ice. Go ahead.
Oh, my Lord. The next day, hair down.
Yeah.
Different clothes. No scarf.
Oh. Huh.
And she had, like, a skunk stripe. You know, like right at her part, she had white hair, like, you know, Heloise or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I don't remember that at all the day before. So maybe the scarf was covering it up. But, like, you know.
Could she be the Red Witch from Game of Thrones?
Maybe. I don't know. I was just like, I was really puzzled there. I mean, I still am a little bit, but I've been reassured by both the person who I misinterpreted and other people. That, in fact, that was the same person.
She's a shapeshifter.
Yeah, she's a shapeshifter, all right.
Hey, where's your big fat belly?
Yeah, that's right. We were looking similar yesterday. What the hell happened, you know?
Now, like, you purged or something.
Right. You had, like, a big shit or something? I don't know. I was so puzzled. It was so baffling to me.
Everyone thinks you're nuts, though, you know?
Well, I'm sure that they already thought that before. That's nothing new, but,
Tell me he's not the guy in charge now, please.
Yeah, please. I already knew I was kind of nutty, but the worst thing was that, in my defense, another person who was a woman, not a guy... also thought it was two different people, but not quite to the extent that I did, or at least she was not. She gave up easier, and I'm like, are you sure? Are you telling me the truth?
Next day she showed up as a chupacabra.
That's right. I'm like, I was almost ready to, you know, I was ready to wrestle if somebody's lying to me, you know what I mean? I'm going to wrestle you.
Hey, brother.
You better not be lying to me.
You better not be lying.
You know?
What happened to Linda? Oh, my God.
I was getting to the point where I was getting a little aggravated with this situation. They're kind of like, I don't recognize him. But, you know, they weren't going to commit like I did, you know, and make everybody feel bad, so.
So there's someone on your side.
Barely. Just for a moment. Just for a moment.
But this is like your own Shutter Island or something.
Yeah, no, exactly.
I don't know if you're crazy or not,
exactly, right? I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah,
so, you know, the rest of the day I was like, you know,
You're like looking behind you now.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm all weirded out by this woman. Bobby Sue and her skunk stripe all of a sudden.
I changed my style overnight.
Yeah, I'm like, are you like one of the X-Men or what, you know?
Yeah, that is weird.
It was weird, and I talked to her, and we kind of got, you know, I think I did probably upset her in the morning, but I think we paved it over, but we'll find out later, I'm sure.
Hey, who's this old bitch? Oh, my God, it's her? Oh, Jesus.
Hey, where's that young thing that likes to fuck?
Where's Joe's wife at?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was weird. I was just,
Got like Cloris Leachman or something.
Have you ever had that happen? I mean, that's not my usual, to be honest with you. I'm pretty, I'm pretty on top of it with that kind of
that
stuff.
That is weird. That is weird. A shapeshifter.
Yeah, no, definitely.
That's new territory for the show.
It is, a little bit, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you Odo from Deep Space Nine or what?
You're like that creepy salt sucker lady from Star Trek.
The old original series, yeah.
Yeah, the old, the TNG or whatever that's called.
Yeah. No, I think she was too busy with Morgan Freeman. Sucking on his salt.
It's sugar free.
No, that was weird. I don't think I've had an incidence of that, like, so severe in such a short time period. It was, like, less than 12 hours, I think. I was just like, I'm like, what the?
She came out of her cocoon, an older, gross woman.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell happened there. She got, you know, she was in the Crash Test Dummies song or something, you know? Wands. There was this woman who... got into an accident after I'd seen her, and then she had a white streak. She lost weight. Who the fuck is this lady?
I'm your mate, Linda.
Yeah, it was almost like a Shining moment there, you know? Sexy lady. Then got the old hag hanging on you with the growths and the carved-in things.
There ain't nothing wrong with room 247.
That's right. Play the game of kick the can.
Kick the can.
No, I didn't see Scat Man anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was just like, that was freaky. Freaky geeky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry that happened to me.
Oh, God. That's great.
Although, you know, it's not terribly unusual for me to make a lot of faux pas, but that one was a bit easy, you know.
Right.
Yeah, go figure.
Nice. Nice.
Hey, I rolled with it, and I went right through. I powered through. Yeah.
Yeah, you manned it up. And yeah.
Even though I did have that lady guessing if she was really who she thought she was, but that's okay.
But in fact, the very next day, it's like she's back to the first lady.
Yeah, like, exactly.
What the hell happened to your child?
It's like, you know, Jane from the Jetsons when she doesn't put her face on for the video phone, you know?
Yeah.
So, anyway. Anything going on with you or no? Or what?
Nope, not a goddamn thing. No.
Well, you don't have a story. I mean, you know, you got a new addition to the family there.
We have acquired a puppy, and that's true.
I'm sure there's a story about somebody stepping in poop or something.
That's not happened yet. You know, your typical puppy peeing and pooing and chewing, scenarios and such. And
what's he chewed on so far? Anything of yours?
My work pants, my work shoes, my lounging pants.
Well, you couldn't even tell if they chewed on your lounging pants, for Christ's sake.
I know.
You chew on your lounging pants. Who'd know the difference?
I got some lounging clothes for my niece, like over the summer.
What would that be, like fat sweats or what?
Yeah, of course, everything across my ass says Juicy on it now. I don't know.
Well, no wonder the dog's chewing on it.
No, she knows quite a few people, and she goes, "Hey, you know, Uncle Miles, I got some men's clothes that might fit you." I'm like, "Oh, okay. Well, yeah." I go, "Where'd these come from?" She goes, "Oh, just some guy." I go, "Some guy."
The circus.
He's fighting cancer right now, so he's lost a lot of weight. So I'm wearing like some cancer victim's clothes right now.
And you're like, did he have ball cancer? Because I'm not putting these on if he had any nut cancer.
Yeah. I'm actually just going to dead guy's clothes. I have actually worn dead guy's clothes before, but I was like,
yeah. Well, I wore my grandpa's clothes a long time ago. He died, but, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, but, you know, it's just like, you know.
But, yeah, having some dead cancer guy who you don't even know, I mean, that's...
Yeah, I know. Well, it's not dead. It's dead and dead.
Who knows?
I feel like thought she was building up going to stay. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
No, I got a lot of clothes. I'm like, screw it. Yeah, I'll take your sweat.
Yeah, I'll take all of it.
I'll take all of it. I don't care. Yeah. Screw y'all.
That's right.
Yeah.
Juicy on your butt, whatever.
I've got all that going now, and, you know, stuff like that, which is good.
Yeah, that pair of sweats that says back door entrance, you really like that one.
Let me tell you that,
Sonny. Why does there seem to be a hole here that seems to be stitched?
Yeah. Sorry, I have to move here. I'm having guests come over here.
Oh, okay. Sorry, guest there. Better run. Mm-hmm.
No. Can I just say that one last thing here?
Yeah, sure.
To wrap up the show here, but all of a sudden I've been friended like by 200 people on Facebook. I swear to God.
Well, they're all hookers.
They're not all hookers. No. They're all like dudes that might be like freshly out of prison. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not
well,
sure.
I was just saying, maybe they, it may be one of those things, you know, throw enough money around.
Like the women that are on there, like they have those backward letters, like they're from, you know, the Ukraine or something.
Oh, well, they're hookers, yeah. They're hookers.
Like, so far, like, someone's trying to sell me something, like, you know, private message me, like,
Right.
Hey, you know, you want your balls to look nice? Buy this.
Yeah, oh. Don't wear cancer pants.
And, like, I really like all these, like private messages, like, okay.
That's weird.
I'm not answering you back if you're just going to say hey or something.
Hey.
Like, hello.
Hey, I heard you're friends with Bruno, my friend that has cancer, and you got some of his clothes.
Hey, you left some stuff in those pockets, so you could search
That's
those
right.
pockets very carefully, my friend.
That's right. If you find a key to a locker at the bus station, that's mine.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I think the one that frightens me the most is he wrote on my wall, he's like, hey, good buddy.
Hey, good buddy.
It's like a paragraph. Hey, good buddy, we're all good buddies, and we're all friends and buddies. And
yeah.
Like, what the fuck is this guy?
But the funny right? thing was he did it with two T's.
What? T.
Yeah. I wonder what that means. I wonder if there's some kind of hidden message there or something.
I don't know, because, like, I looked at his wall, and, like, he's doing it to everybody. Hey, buddy. Hey, pal.
Hey,
buddy, pal. Buddy.
Sounds like your kind of guy.
People are weirding me out. What?
Sounds like your kind of guy.
Yeah, my kind of guy. Yeah, he's going to be deleted my kind of guy here very quickly. I'm deleting all his MFers immediately.
Yeah, well, why'd you friend him?
I don't know. All of a sudden, I was getting like 10 a day. You're like, oh, okay, well, cool.
Oh, I love these
like,
people.
I'm regretting this now.
I love them. Well, the Bears won.
The Bears did win, so I'm sure there's going to be even more of these Russian women, and, you know.
I can't wait till that dog, that new puppy, gets a hold of that deflated football.
Oh, you shut your whore mouth right now. your hormones right now.
That'll be a good time right there.
Yeah. Oh, it's always a good time, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to keep that door locked.
Yeah.
Yeah, the man cave. Going to get violated. Vince McMahon. Oh, not Vince McMahon. What's his name?
Wrestling
fans.
You mean Jim McMahon?
Jim McMahon is going to have, you know, urine spot on the corner of his...
Yeah, a little fucker gets in there and starts destroying my shit. There's going to be some issues.
Yeah.
Bad.
With you and your buddies.